So please welcome Honey French.
Being an avid optimist has its payoffs because I'm just always looking for the good and being happy. Well, my mother was really superstitious. She's, you know, we're Chinese, but she was born in Sacramento, but still had a lot of old-fashioned Chinese superstitions. Most of the penalties I've forgotten. I just remember you're not ever supposed to sew an item that you're wearing. Like if you suddenly lost a button, you cannot sew while it's on you. And I have to admit, I went against that and did it anyway. And you're not supposed to put a hat on the bed. I can't remember why not, but you can't put a hat on the bed. And you're definitely not supposed to wash your hair on New Year's Eve because you wash all your good luck away. And you're supposed to have your house really clean before New Year's Eve day, before New Year's Day. I haven't done that one either. There was a lot more, but I can't really remember what they were. But I did believe in fairies. But my fairies were the good, sweet, fun, cute little ones. And I believed my cousins when they told me that you had to get this certain kind of pod. And if you save this large number, like 50 of them, you'll get to see a fairy. So I was determined I was going to get to see my fairy. And so I saved and I saved and I saved. And I was so excited when I got to 49. And it took a long time before I got the 50th. But I did get 50. And I just was so expectant I was going to see it. I don't know where I thought I was going to see it. I think it was like on the kitchen table or something, under by the sugar container. But anyway, it was really disappointed. And my cousins tried to hide their snickers when I told them it didn't work. But I do believe in divine appointments. Now, some people might call them coincidences, but I really believe they're God arranged. And I had two last week. I asked God to lead me by my appetite. So I was thinking I was going this way to a Mexican restaurant. Then all of a sudden I felt like, no, I'm going to go to this one. So I made a quick turn and I got to this restaurant. So about midway through my meal, I started talking to this young man that came in. And so we just had a good friendly chat. He asked what I did. I told him I was a writer. And if do you like to read, I published my first book. So he was interested. I told him what my book was about my traumatic childhood, giving me compassion and a desire to help hurting people not waste their pain and sorrow, but use it for their good and to benefit others. And I told him, I tell my sad childhood years, my good years, and because I wanted to become a counselor to achieve the goal faster, I became the first woman correctional officer in a men's prison. And how awful, 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 awful the first year and a half was, and then how that terrible job became a joy, and how the whole atmosphere of the prison changed. So he bought my book, which was good, and then we talked some more. I said, have you ever felt the presence of God before? And he said, no. And he was a Jehovah Witness. I said, would you like to feel the presence of God? He says, yeah, I guess I'd like that. I said, you could feel it today if you let me pray for you. He said, today? Here? Now? I said, sure. And so he says, okay. So I went over, I went to his table, and I prayed with him, and he felt the presence of God. Then I told him how he could have a real connection with God and know him personally. So he let me pray with him, and he felt good. So then it turned out he's a painter, And I needed bids for painting. And anybody here, I need a carpenter. And I'm laying laminate on my kitchen and bathroom floor. And I'm also laying carpet. So all that has to be done fairly soon in the home I'm moving. I've moved out of, so I can be debt-free and pay for the house I have. So I met him at my Grover Beach home, and he sounded really knowledgeable, and I really liked the suggestions he made for even the outdoor shrubbery and how he's going to clear everything and do exterior and interior painting. And he told me the firm he worked for, so he's doing it right now, in fact. So then I said, do you have time? I'd like to tell you about a deeper walk with God. So he got, and he said, do you know, I don't usually have a second job or a main job that's only part-time. He says, you know, I don't really like to go to work. And this is the second day after I prayed with him. He said, I woke up so happy, and all day at work I felt happy. I said, that's because you're really changed. And then so we prayed, and he got an infilling of the Holy Spirit, and he got even higher. So that was one of my God-arranged appointments. And then the second one, after church Sunday, my friend and I were trying to decide where to go to lunch, and we were thinking, no, that one, what about this one, what about that one? And I said, why don't we ask God if he has a divine appointment for us somewhere? And so we did, and we both felt like we're supposed to go to this certain restaurant. Fortunately, it has good food, too. So we went there, and then nothing happened. And we ate, and we started to leave. And I heard somebody say, honey. And I turned around. I didn't recognize him at all, but he knew me. And so we're talking, and I'm kind of listening for a clue. Who is this guy? So anyway, it turns out he went to our church, and then he moved to a different one to do some technical work. And he was with three other fellows. So we're all talking, and then I end up, my friend and I gave what's called word of knowledge, supernatural knowledge from God about their life, where they know it's God because they know we don't know anything about them. So each one of the four young men received a word from both of us, and they were really happy and saying how much it fit. And then, so two of them didn't have the infilling. So I got to explain, and two of them received their heavenly prayer language too, because the other two are ready. So that was my happy two God-arranged appointments. So I don't call it, I don't know, I know that that's not superstitious, but it's God-arranged.